Thanks for tuning in to Weekends and All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. Here's a story now about a masked man on a mission to change his country's violent image. That country is Honduras, and the man, well, he calls himself Maestro Urbano, the urban master. By day, he works in advertising. At night, he covers city walls with pictures of weapons turning into balloons and fat bureaucrats spending money on art instead of guns. NPR's Carrie Kahn has his story.
It's dusk in the Honduran capital, Tegucigalpa, and Maestro Urbano loads two full trays of spray paint cans into the back of his late model SUV. The 27-year-old self-proclaimed urban master, or El Maestro as he likes to be called, won't give me his name, he says, for security reasons. He's been harassed by police and shot at by unknown assailants who don't like his art with a message. On this night, he's agreed to remove his customary dark hoodie and kerchief. He says his job in advertising has taught him that billboards and publicity can affect people's attitudes. But as the country's violence continues out of control, El Maestro says he wants to do more than just promote consumerism.
Entonces, me dio la necesidad de dar otro mensaje, ¿verdad?
He says he wants to raise social awareness. Honduras, located smack in the middle of South American cocaine cultivators and Mexican drug traffickers, has become a haven for narco cartels and their violence. Extortion, murder, and kidnapping is epidemic. 20 people are killed every day in Honduras. It is one of the most violent countries in the world. El Maestro pulls over to show us a series of posters he's put up on busy streets. He made black and white replicas of classic art like the Mona Lisa and Grant Wood's American Gothic. Instead of the iconic pitchfork the old couple holds in front of the barn, he substituted a neon magenta M16 rifle. The Mona Lisa peacefully clutches a bright pink 9mm pistol.
Fuera de nuestro país, es lo que se ve, es lo que se habla, solo lo malo, o sea.
From far away, all you see is the bright weapon. Closer up, you recognize the famous art. El Maestro says that's just like his country. From afar, all you hear about Honduras is the bad. But close up, there's beauty. It's getting dark and few pedestrians dare to walk the city streets. However, Eliasar Cruz, a bodyguard, is out, walking right past the poster.
Ella es una imagen, o sea, muy reconocida a nivel mundial, ¿verdad? Y la verdad, el arma igual.
He likes the Mona Lisa. He says she's an image recognized around the world and chuckles, so is that gun. Honduras is the second poorest country in the hemisphere after Haiti. Fewer than 40% of children even make it to high school. And that's a challenge for El Maestro, whose high concept art may be lost on the masses. But as he starts a new 6-foot-tall installation in a high traffic area, it's clear he has plenty of fans. A few neighbors come out on their balconies to admire his work, and a motorcyclist passing by stops to hire him to paint a mural.
¿Sabe qué? En este país rayan las paredes.
Dennis Hernandez, a messenger, says in this country, everyone writes all over the walls, and he'd much rather see graffiti with a message than just ugly scribbling. El Maestro's latest work is a huge drawing of his often-used character, a big, fat politician. He's lounging and smoking what looks like a cigar, but it's actually a long bullet. The emitting smoke is a childlike balloon animal drifting peacefully into the sky. There's plenty of space on the wall, and on this night, El Maestro has two other graffiti artists spraying away with similar socially conscious messages. One man, who goes by the name Carique, draws several sticks of dynamite with a fuse ready to go off. There's a Christmas present tag on it. It reads, "To the President, from the people."
Lo que es la población como una bomba.
He says the people can't take the situation in the country anymore and are ready to explode. El Maestro says he's encouraged that his style of art is growing.
Hacer mensajes en la calle que muchas de las personas o la mayoría lo
piensan. He says we put this message in the streets for all the people who can't because of the repression in our country. We are their voice. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
When are those drawers legally too droopy? One Florida man walked into a Walmart and found out when he was told that
his short shorts are too short.
Later in our show, we'll hear more about what happens when a fashion faux pas catches the attention of not just the fashion police, but the long arm of the law. This is NPR.